All right, WFMU, Purling Hiss live in the radio studios on this Tuesday afternoon, just off a long haul around the country. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yep.
All right. And you've got a band in tow these days.
Yep.
And you just started playing some shows just on this tour with Kurt Vile. Why don't you introduce the guys?
Okay. To my right, as you can see, is Mike Sneeringer on drums.
Hello.
And to his right is Kyle Everett on bass guitar.
Cool. So up to this point, you pretty much have been putting all this stuff down on your own in studios. There's a couple releases out we want to mention. There's a new one on Richie Records out of Philadelphia, and then there is one out on the Woods' label.
Yep.
And chronologically, that one's a little behind the new one, sort of.
The truth comes out.
Yeah.
That's actually recorded before the other two. That's when I recorded that in like 2007.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So how's it been on the road for the has the Birds of Maya gotten out outside of Philly for shows?
Yeah, we put out Ready to Howl we went on the after that came out, I think it was last winter, we went on the road in May for a week. We just did the quick week to the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to Howl came out on Richie Records. Now we did that. We would do one offs here and there in New York, Baltimore over the last few years, but you know, not as much. We've been playing for like 7 years.
Yeah, cool. So have you been frequenting certain haunts in Philly too as well? Like, you know, the band is actually, have you done hometown gigs yet as a band?
Yeah,
or just been on the road with Kurt?
Our first show ever as Purling Hiss was the first night on tour with Kurt. That was in Virginia. And then we didn't play a Philly show till we got back, which is the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool. Cool.
And I just wanted to like practice playing for all my friends.
So how come I'm the last person to know about, you know, speaking of Philly, that Daryl Hall was like all wrapped up in the occult? I just found this out this week. Did he ever?
All notes?
Yeah, like he apparently was like a no. This is all news to me. What's going on down there?
I'm in the Hooters.
Handing out flyers for the occult for Aleister Crowley and Gurdjieff and stuff.
Danzig.
Wow, I just never connected Daryl Hall with any of that. Someone told me at a party last week, and I was pretty. Wow. Any other Philadelphia celebrities or big dabblers in the occult that you know?
So many.
Yeah.
Michael Nutter. Yeah.
What's the Hooters connection?
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Robert Hazard. He wasn't too occult, I guess.
I don't know.
No. All right. Well, it's great to have you guys here. We've been talking about it for a long time. And
Right. It's been kind of.
Yeah. I think before we even, you had the band in mind even, so I think we.
Yeah, it just started out just recordings.
Cool. It sounds awesome. You guys have any plans to do anything recording-wise altogether soon?
Next time we want to record as a band. I think that's the plan, but we don't know. We don't have any plans yet as of when we're going to record or what for or how. Or
yeah.
Probably just start just doing it for fun, just on our own. And then, yeah, no future plans for recording just yet.
Cool. Well, it sounds awesome. Any other dates you want to mention coming up? Or are you going to take a break for a little while after this big road trip?
Yeah, just tonight at Death by Audio.
Right.
And we're going to play January 22nd at the Cake Shop.
Cool.
But there's no other shows right now. And we're going to do South by Southwest, I think.
Awesome.
But after, that's about it.
All right. Well, you got another one in the bag? All right.
We got one more.
Awesome. Purling Hiss. And where can people find more info about you if you have a MySpace/Purling Hiss?
Yeah, we have MySpace. I think it's /Purling Hiss. It is. Okay.
Purling Hiss.
Yeah, just right. MySpace or like, that's about it.
Cool. All right. Let's hear some more of Purling Hiss live in the WFMU studios.